Dr. Pinsky with a male I am man, John Cerwanka, C-Z-E-R-W-O-N-K-A. John Cerwanka is a 57-year-old male who reports he injured his left shoulder at work on 2/12/21. Apparently he slipped and fell and tried to brace himself with his left palm behind him. This was on an icy roof. Apparently he was seen at urgent care. Further evaluation led to a diagnosis of a torn rotator cuff and biceps, repaired surgically in July 2021. Pretty recalls that his treatment ended about 6 months ago. Period, new paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Zerwanka alleges he slipped and fell on ice, leading to a torn rotator cuff and biceps tendon, for which he underwent surgery. Period, medical records show he was seen at Virtual Occupational on 2/15/21. Period. He related the slip and fall occurred on a roof on 2/12/21. Period. He had already also injured his shoulder a few months ago while at work, diagnosed as a strain. Period. He had been taking some NSAIDs for relief. Period. The shoulder x-ray showed no fractures or dislocations. Period. There was tenderness over the head of the biceps, and range of motion was decreased and painful. Period. Strength was intact. Period. He had positive Hawkins and near impingement signs. Period. He was diagnosed with left shoulder contusion and placed on modified activities. Period. Continued conservative care was rendered through 3/10/21. Period. At that time, he was referred for an orthopedic surgical consultation. Period. New paragraph to that end, he was seen on 4/7/21 by Dr. McMillan's physician assistant. Period. In addition to the subject vet, he admitted to having surgery on the right shoulder about 20 years ago, and his current pain was similar to that. Period. He was diagnosed with left shoulder impingement syndrome, comma, glenoid labrum tear, comma, and acute shoulder bursitis. Period. Ms. Campanella ordered an MRI out of concern for internal derangement and rotator cuff injury. Period. He declined a corticosteroid injection at that time. Period. He was then referred for physical therapy. Period. New paragraph. MRI of the left shoulder was done on 4/24/21 to be inserted here. Period. Dr. McMillan reviewed these results with him on 5/6/21. Period. He recommended surgical intervention. Period. On 7/2/21, Dr. McMillan performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. Mr. Zerwanka also participated in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. He was followed by Dr. McMillan through 1/27/22. Period. He had mild weakness still with internal and external rotation with some mild discomfort, but nothing significant. Period. He could continue to work on strengthening. Period. He was advised it can take up to a year to reach maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he wore a t-shirt and complained of pain when removing it. Period. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed portal scars at the shoulders, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Left shoulder motion was only mildly limited in internal rotation to 80 degrees and external rotation to 75 degrees, but was otherwise full. Period. Motion of the right shoulder was full in all independent spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to L3 on the right and to the waist level on the left. Paired most of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full on all planes with a crepitus tendon or trigger or locking. Paired many muscle testing and 5-5 resisted left shoulder abduction and external rotation, but was otherwise 5/5. The rest of that is normal. Shoulders. He had an equivocally positive near impingement maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. The rest of that is normal. Spine cervical. Active extension was to 40 degrees and rotation right to 55 degrees. Paired, he attributed this to a recent stiff neck. Paired flexion, comma left rotation and bilateral side bend was full without discomfort. And then thoracic is normal. Impression. 1-2-12-21. John Stravinko slipped and fell on an icy roof with his left palm outstretched behind him. Paired, he sought medical attention after the weekend on 2-15-21. Paired, virtual occupational initiated him on conservative care. Paired, he improved to a certain degree, but remained symptomatic. Paired, he was then seen orthopedically by Dr. McMillan, who had him undergo a left shoulder MRI to be inserted here. Paired, they elected to pursue surgical intervention to be inserted here. Paired, he had physical therapy postoperatively with improvement. Paired, he saw Dr. McMillan through 1/27/22 when exam was unimpressive. Paired, new paragraph, the current examination found nearly full range of motion of the left shoulder. Paired, there were healed portal scars at each shoulder consistent with his surgeries. Paired, there was mild weakness and resisted left shoulder abduction and external rotation, but strength was otherwise 5/5. Paired, he had an equivocally positive near impingement maneuver on the left, but other provocative maneuvers were negative. Paired, new paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the statutory left shoulder. Paired, he has been able to resume his normal job duties with the insured, reflective of retained functional status. Paired, he also enjoys riding bicycles. Period. And that is the end.